This is the Social Media Church Podcast, episode number 97. You're listening to a new episode of the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversations with church leaders about social media. I am DJ Chuang, your host, and you'll notice the acoustics on this particular episode is less than optimal. I do not have a nice cushy studio and fancy production equipment, so this episode is very simply recorded in the reality of life. And as they say, the show must go on. Well, on this episode of the Social Media Church Podcast, I'm honored to connect with someone at Bible Gateway. Known as the world's leading Bible website by Christianity Today, it is now 20 years old, and today we're joined with the marketing manager of Bible Gateway, John Peterson. Thank you for joining me for a conversation here.
Well, glad to be a part. Thank you for inviting me.
So share a bit with our listeners about the history of Bible Gateway and how it's become the most popular Bible website on the web.
Well, it started a little more than 20 years ago. It started in 1993 as a student project at Calvin College. It was originally written as code for a hard drive on just a single computer. And it grew and grew, and it eventually became a public service website in 1995, during the early days of internet technology. And it was the original multilingual online Bible resource. It was the first of its kind back in 1995.
Yeah, and I've used it on and off over the years, and it's been fascinating to see it evolve. We're just going to fast forward over those 20 years and take a look at what's happened since that time. Would you share a quick overview of how many people are using Bible Gateway and how many languages and versions you support?
Yes, we have about 150 million views per month. That translates to about 18 million people per month who are visiting Bible Gateway. And we provide the Bible in more than 70 languages and more than 180 versions. And so those people, they represent more than 200 countries. They come to freely read, search, study, compare, and share the Bible in those languages and Bible versions. So we're thrilled to have them come every day.
Well, with such a busy site, how do you find the capacity to do a redesign, and what prompted that?
Well, that's a good question. It took more than a year in process, and we decided to revamp the site, really to bring it up to current standards, web standards. We recognize that the web is going mobile. About a third of our users come from mobile devices, and we wanted to make the site as friendly as possible in whatever device a user is visiting us. And so what prompted us originally was to make Bible Gateway responsive, make it a responsive design that no matter if you visit us on your desktop, laptop, tablet, iPhone, the screen recognizes where you're coming from and it shapes the website accordingly, so you can read it in a very friendly way in the small screen or in a larger screen automatically. You don't have to resize it or scroll in order to read it in the proper fashion. So that really is one of the reasons that prompted us to go in that direction. We also wanted to make it more personal. Bible Gateway, the new site for Bible Gateway, allows for people to set up their own personal account freely And once they do that, they're able to highlight and annotate Bible verses as they read them. They can, as they're reading, for example, John 3:16, they can highlight, or chapter 3 of the Gospel of John, they can highlight verse 16 or verse 18, and that will be retained in their account, and then it'll be synced with whatever device they're using to come back to John 3, and they'll see that highlight.
Well, that's fantastic, and so you took the redesign as an opportunity to also add some additional features like syncing. What else did you add to this app?
Yes, the account, the personal account, is a big one. Once a person organizes or sets up their personal account, they're able to do a variety of things, of functions. Sharing, for example, on social media is a lot easier. Once you're in our website and you want to share through Twitter or Facebook or through email or even print it out, if you highlight a verse, a floating menu appears, and you can easily click through and share accordingly. You can take notes. As you're reading, you could take a note on a verse, how it affects you personally, what your thoughts are in that given moment, and you can save those notes. And then, again, it's synchronized so that when you come back on any device, you will see your notes as they are connected to the verses that you've appointed them to. So we're very happy about that.
Now, you also provide some newsletters and devotionals and perhaps some commentaries. How do you integrate those into a Bible passage?
Yes, we have more than 60 devotional email newsletters. These are devotionals, verse of the day, Bible reading plans, freely available to anyone who wants to sign up for them. You don't need to set up a personal account on the website. But we encourage you that a person would do that as well. But all a person needs to do is give us their email address, and they need to decide which of the many devotionals that we provide. Some of them are daily, some are weekly, some are occasionally. We have a new newsletter that we've just relaunched from the best-selling author Lee Strobel, and his will be published, I believe, hopefully every 3 weeks or so. It's occasional, but then we have others that are daily, every day, at the same time every day. So it just depends on what a person would like to sign up for. We have devotionals from Dietrich Bonhoeffer and Charles Spurgeon. As I said, Lee Strobel, John Piper, for example, we have two newsletters from him that are just starting as well. So, we encourage people to come and see that.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you for providing such a valuable resource. I'd also like to learn a bit more about your mobile apps. You provide a mobile app for iOS as well as Android and Kindle. How have you seen users engage on mobile that might be similar or different than the web?
Well, it's pretty much the same. They're accessing our apps through Wi-Fi connection or 3G wireless. And as I said, about a third of the people visit our site or use our apps on a regular basis. Our app for the iPad, interestingly enough, won the international award in the UK last year. It was the, the Premier Christian Media 2013 Christian Mobile Tablet App of the Year. And so we're very happy to have been acknowledged for that. How do people use us? Well, a lot of them are using us during church. We've heard and noticed. They'll take, their tablets or their iPhones or Androids to church and follow along as the pastor is preaching. But we also encounter people tweeting us from their apps during the week, during the day or evening. And mostly are tweeting, although they're also posting to Facebook. And now with the new redesign, they can synchronize their app with their personal account on our website.
Yeah, that's amazing. And the thing about what you have available to you, being the largest, most used Bible website, is potentially you could really do some analysis and research on the data, the big data that, that people talk about in the tech industry, and really learn some things in terms of behavior and what's popular and what's helpful and what are some new opportunities for Bible engagement.
Yes. last year we did an end of the year analysis of some of our statistical data. That's how I know we have visitors from more than 200 countries, and the average user web, page views per month, and users who come, and it just keeps growing. We're thrilled at that opportunity God has given to us to meet the needs of people worldwide with scripture and devotional material. And really, we're very humbled and happy that Google, for example, places us in the towards the top, if not number one position, when somebody is looking for a Bible verse. And we believe that's how a lot of people find us. And then once they find us, we're glad that they return. They're returning visitors and users. We also have an active blog that is drawing more and more people to our site. In that blog that's updated daily, we focus our attention on Bible-related information, interviews with authors who have written books that are focused on the Bible or commentaries about the Bible. And so people have come, and then once they read the blog, we're happy to see that they're tweeting information about the blog as well. So very active.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. And since this is the Social Media Church podcast, we definitely need to talk about some social media. And in your current version of Bible Gateway, you do have a share button on every verse and chapter for Twitter and Facebook, as well as email. Are there some other networks that you're considering?
Yes, we're actually looking at creating our own share application and then including in that Google Plus, Pinterest, and some other networks, some other media. Right now, we're focusing our attention on Twitter and Facebook and email, but we do want to include Google and hopefully Pinterest and some others in the very near future. When that's going to happen, I'm not sure, but we are looking toward that.
Well, that's great. I mean, sharing is very much a part of how our generation engages with content and connect with each other. Now, I noticed that Bible Gateway has a presence on Twitter and Facebook and also Google Plus. So how are you finding people to engage with on Google Plus? That's not a place a lot of church people are at.
Yes, we're actually surprised at the number of followers we have on Google Plus. We have 132,000 followers. We're very happy about that, and it continues to grow. I would say it grows by 1,000 at least a week, every week. So when people say Google Plus is, you know, not as active. We once believed that, but for currently, we're experiencing, you know, very, very pleasing growth. So we are active on that. We have 790,000 likes on Facebook, and so we post information, Bible verses, questions, interactions on Facebook, and we replicate that on Google Plus.
Well, really appreciate your good work there at Bible Gateway and your whole team. Congratulations on the redesign. What's the best way for people to kind of share their ideas with you as they use Bible Gateway? You mentioned that you listen to user feedback. What's the best channel for that?
Absolutely. If people tweet us, our Twitter handle is at Bible Gateway. Our Bible Gateway app Twitter handle is at Bible Gateway app, APP, Bible Gateway app. They can come to our Facebook page, or it's facebook.com/Bible Gateway, and leave comments there. We also have email. They could write to us at support@BibleGateway.com. And we always look for that. And if they come to our website, they can leave feedback on our website as well.
Well, with 150 million people visiting every month, I'm sure you have a lot of information coming your way. So thank you so much for making some time to talk with us on Social Media Church. And we'll definitely add a link in the show notes to all those things that you just mentioned so we can stay connected.
Well, thank you, DJ. I appreciated the opportunity here.
A special word of thanks to John Peterson of BibleGateway.com. And you can check the show notes at socialmediachurch.net for how you can connect with Bible Gateway. Like them on Facebook, plus them on Google+, drop them some feedback over email or Twitter, and take a look at the 5 specially selected blog posts that I picked out from the Bible Gateway blog to learn more about how they are making the Bible accessible to millions of people around the world. Even though this episode was shorter than the average one on Social Media Church, it was one of the most challenging ones to record because I happened to be at a Wi-Fi hotspot and was not wired in, and I did not have my Blue Yeti microphone available to me on the go. So I plugged in an earbud headset, and it turned out that the laptop picked up the built-in microphone rather than the earbud mic. So that's why you heard the echoiness of my voice. And then the Wi-Fi also has some jitters, as it often does. For a little operation here at the Social Media Church podcast, I think it's better to keep the conversations going and flowing rather than to have everything perfect and up to a production level of excellence and thousands and millions of dollars of budget. Social media is changing and developing so very fast, it's hard to find the time to reflect and get perspective on all that is happening. And what stood out for me in this conversation about BibleGateway.com is how long it's been around. Almost 20 years. I mean, that's before social media was social media and part of mainstream culture. And yet, slowly and steady over time, it's built an audience that's well over a million a month, or actually well over 150 million a month, and providing the Word of God, which is eternal in a digital world that we are so much more and more steeped in. Glad that they had the opportunity and took the time to upgrade their software, make it more accessible to mobile, add some personalization features with the login accounts, and making it more and more shareable through social media connections. What stood out for you as you listened to this conversation? I'd love to hear back from you. You can go to socialmediachurch.net and click on the Twitter button, the Facebook button, the Google Plus button, or the email button, or if you happen to be on Pinterest, you can use that too and message me or even call in. There's a hotline for you, the listeners, at 9493-543216. Let's continue the conversation here at Social Media Church. Chime in, and I will definitely listen to every single word that you share with me. Let me wrap up this episode so I can get it uploaded and continue the flow of conversation on the internet and through social media. Thank you again for taking the time to listen in on this conversation, and I hope you will join in as well. I am DJ Chuang, and until next time, we'll stay connected online.